Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Skin Podcast, and I am so excited for today because once again, we're going to be doing a best of podcast, and we're doing the best nude scenes from a year that shockingly created one of my favorite songs of all time. So I may not know about the nudity so much, but that's what Mr. Skin here is for. I'm so excited to present to you the best nude scenes of 1984. Hey, Skin.
Hey, Andrea. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to go over 1984. I'm perusing the list, but I'm not looking at anything because I don't want to lose my my reaction. I'm super stoked to get into this.
Yeah, so today we're going to do, as Andrea said, the 10 best nude scenes of the great year 1984.
Yeah.
And let me start with, I was a junior in college in 1984. Andrea, I'm afraid to ask, but were you even alive in 1984?
Just barely. Okay. I was one.
Oh my God, is that funny?
But it's crazy because even though I was 1 year old, one of my favorite songs to this very day came out in 1984, and I actually hate 80s music. So it's just kind of very interesting to me.
Oh, well, what's your favorite song?
One of them is Footloose, if you can believe that.
Ah, yeah. Footloose is one of the movies from 1984 with Kevin Bacon. And then, do you remember the female lead in that?
No, I don't.
Laurie Singer? Does that ring a bell?
That does ring a bell. And I just, there's something about that song that just makes me so happy. And of course, that movie is awesome, but I don't think there's any nudity.
No, but let me tell you, 9 years later, Laurie Singer jumped into a pool in a movie called Shortcuts, and we got full frontal nudity, which was really
nice,
really great. She also did a movie called Sunset Grill the same year and was nude. So,
wow.
Yeah, if you want to see Laurie Singer, she's actually been naked in quite a few things, probably like five or six movies, and some of it full frontal. So, yeah, epic. I didn't even think of that. I had some movies to talk to you about in 1984, and I didn't even think of Footloose. So thanks for bringing that up.
Well, why would you think of Footloose? There's no nudity. But yeah, 1984 I don't know. I don't know much about it. So I cannot wait for you to kind of paint the picture of the year for me and let me know.
Well, I like to. Okay, so when we start these shows, before I get into the top 10 nude scenes from that year, I like to give you a little factoids from 1984. So, 1984, Ronald Reagan was reelected to a second term as president.
Okay.
You know, you've heard of Ronald Reagan.
I have. Now, has he done any nudity? Because I know he was an actor, right?
He was actually in movies. yeah, Bedtime for Bonzo. He showed up her butt crack. But the 1984 Olympics were in L.A. I bet you your parents remember that.
I'm sure.
I remember watching those. That was a big deal. There was a famous commercial where Apple introduced the Macintosh computer with its legendary Super Bowl commercial from that year. I think the first ever MTV Music Video Awards that year was that year. Dan Aykroyd and Bette Midler hosted it, which is pretty cool.
That sounds epic. Yeah. Cool.
Guess what the average household income in 1984 was around the country?
22,000.
You are so, that's great. 22,500 actually.
Well,
very
you know
good.
How I'm doing this basically, we do all these years, right?
So now you're just adding about 5,000 every year, right?
Yeah. Hey, you're figuring out my personal algorithm, but no, I'm kind of just I'm basing it off of what you've already taught me. Isn't that crazy, Skin, that you're teaching me more about like America than I actually learned in school?
Well, it is amazing when, you know, you look at where we are today and the fact that, like, how an average price of a house in 1984 was 98 grand. The price of, you could buy a new car, average price, $11,400. And if you wanted to fill up your tank, $1.13 a gallon. Pretty incredible. $1.13 per gallon.
Awesome.
So, a couple big movies from that year. The big ones at the box office, Ghostbusters. I remember going to theater to see that in college.
Cool.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was her. Gremlins, The Karate Kid. Your Footloose, of course.
Oh, really? You made the list?
Yeah, 16 Candles, Purple Rain, Police Academy. So it had some cool movies that year. Number one song in 1984, When Doves Cry by Prince.
Oh.
So the big TV shows, and I remember being in college and watching The Cosby Show. Everyone watched The Cosby Show when it came out. Magnum P.I., Dynasty, Cheers was big then. The A-Team. Andrew, I always considered you to be part of the A-Team because you have a great A. Family Ties was also a big show from that era. So anyway, that was in 1984. Last but not least, Born in 1984.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, Katy Perry, Khloe Kardashian, Avril Lavigne, and Gemma Atkinson. So all of them born in 1984.
Cool.
Died in 1984. Andy Kaufman, Marvin Gaye, Ray Kroc, the guy that not only founded McDonald's, but went to the same high school as I did.
Oh,
Ray
wow. Kroc.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Ernest Hemingway did also, which is kind of interesting. So
that's epic.
Yeah, Ernest Hemingway, Ray Kroc, and Mr. Skin all went to the same high school. So.
What a legacy.
Yeah. And there's many tributes to me at the school. So anyway,
well,
1984, I actually remember this year well. So this is a fun year. And of course, because it was in that great period of teen sex comedies, we're going to have some teen sex comedies in here, but we're also going to have some just great, great nude scenes. Mm-hmm. And this was a hard one to just get down to 10, but I'm finding when I do these best of years, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
It's fun to go back and watch these again, but it's really hard to condense it and knock it down to just 10. But let me start with number 10 on my top 10 nude scenes of 1984, Tanya Roberts in a movie called Sheena. Especially, there was a number of nude scenes, but I'm going to pick a time which I think is the best from that movie, the one at the 54-minute mark. But Andrea, Sheena is a female Tarzan knockoff. So
my dad would always make references to Sheena, and I had no idea who he was talking about.
Yeah, it was a comic book character that was introduced, I think it was in the 30s. It was way before Wonder Woman, or not way before, but it was before even Wonder Woman. But so Sheena was this comic book character. So they made this movie. And then Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, was a TV show in 1955, and it starred this fashion model named Irish McCalla, and it only aired a couple seasons, but it played in reruns for many years, like how the Munsters and the Addams Family and stuff only lasted a couple seasons, but played in reruns. So people knew this show.
Okay.
And they originally they did a movie in 1974, which was supposed to be a big movie for Raquel Welch, but I'm going to blame it on the fact that she didn't do any nudity that no one really remembers.
Right?
That Sheena. Yeah, but anyway, so finally they make this movie, Sheena, in 1984, and Tanya Roberts gets the role. And a little trivia on her, Andrew, she was the last of the original TV show Charlie's Angels.
Okay, because she looks so familiar to me, and she's so beautiful, and I'm like totally feeling this nude scene, and now I know like what Sheena was referring to, I'm like, okay, that's badass.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
She had an incredible body. And the other thing about this this awesome nude scene from her is the fact that it was a PG movie. And it contains an amazing amount of nudity for a PG movie. It really does.
That's insane to me, because nowadays this would be PG-13, like, for sure.
Well, no.
At least.
Nowadays this would be R-rated. There's
What's
no way you would
see. What's going on with our world, man?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it would be R for sure. It was crazy. And It's also one of the very last PG-rated movies to contain nudity, and I think the censors just had enough after this, but you just don't see nudity in PG-13 movies. It's just the rule. And mm-hmm. I remember Roger Ebert, I actually saw this recently. I like to watch his old reviews, and I really enjoy him on YouTube. And mm-hmm. I remember he said he got so mad when he was reviewing this movie because he said, it's rated PG, not PG-13, which then was, you know, there was a difference. But
oh, yeah.
he made a comment that this movie is going to play on the Playboy Channel all the time because you see more of Tanya Roberts than you do in a typical Playmate magazine. So anyway, you know, PG is supposed to be for kids, and this obviously wasn't when you look at the nudity. But by the way, this did not do great in theaters, but because it was a PG film, it ran on day cable for years.
Crazy. So,
like, moms didn't realize that their boys were watching this and these
or
scenes with Tanya Roberts. But so, Andrea, if this is number 10, imagine what else we have on the list.
Dude,
so,
bring it on, Skin, because yeah. What a way to start with Tanya Roberts completely naked. Like, completely naked. All right, bring it.
Yeah, CP just hit me up that he was one of those youngsters in the 90s that watched this movie
right on
cable TV. So this is some of the early nudity for even CP, our EP. So anyway, my number 9 on the list of the 10 best nude scenes of 1984, Monique Gabrielle in Bachelor Party. This was a big movie. A lot of my buddies all remember this movie. This is the movie that kind of, I don't know if it was the movie, but it was the year that Tom Hanks became a movie star, because he was on his way to a good career. He was on that show Bosom Buddies, and he was even the alcoholic Uncle Ned on Family Ties, which was a very popular show. That was a big deal to have a kind of a boozer uncle around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I watched that show all the time. I don't even remember him being on it.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Uncle Ned, look it up. Okay. He was Uncle Ned on Family Ties.
For sure.
The same year, he had another movie that was a PG-rated film from Disney called Splash, which I will be getting to in a moment. But anyway, this Bachelor Party was very kind of shocking because he had such a wholesome image. But mm-hmm. it had, I remember, like, critics and even audiences were kind of taken aback because it had like explicit jokes, sex, about sex, drugs, transvestites, lesbian dildo strippers, sex with a donkey.
Wait, what?
There was a lot of, I remember there was a review once where I think Time Magazine actually wondered that how this didn't get an X rating. It's that good. I mean, it's that
good.
Intense, right, for the nudity
again,
and the craziness.
These best of lists, Skin, are really like, it's like a roadmap for me of what I need to watch on Netflix. It's
yeah,
great.
It's a cool, it's a great movie.
Oh my
so,
gosh, how awesome.
Monique Gabrielle plays a hooker in this movie, and she's hired to seduce the groom. Tom Hanks is the groom. And it's a memorable scene because not only is she completely naked, full frontal.
She is.
But
awesome.
Why this scene is so iconic is because Tom Hanks, when she's nude, if you look at the CP put up the graphics here, and it's going to freak you out because you're going to see. So there's different pictures of people going through his head. So you have this gorgeous Monique Gabrielle, completely full frontal naked, and you see her, and then she sits on the bed, and all of a sudden he's looking at her, and all of a sudden he sees like his fiance's face on the body. He sees an angry nun from Catholic school. So it's a really funny scene too, but you could tell, like, you know how we always have trouble now with CGI. When you look at how they did it,
yeah,
totally, it's shitty compared to what they can do now, but it's still a famous scene. Yeah.
Can we just say though, her rack is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Do we know?
And by the way,
are they real?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. You know what? I really believe they are.
I think so too.
She just was young enough, and she just was statuesque, incredible body. You could see in other movies, she was in like Chained Heat, one of my favorite women in prison movies.
Yeah.
She was in Flashdance, actually, playing a stripper, and even a bunch of movies, but probably the one that I remember the most and love is her movie, her incredibly long public nude scene in a 1987 film called Amazon Women on the Moon.
Nice.
Where she walks around with a purse completely naked. So anyway, Monique Gabrielle is number 9 on my list of the best nude scenes of 1984. And it's really a great nude scene and iconic because of that funny thing where they put all the guys' heads on the body and stuff. So
yeah, I am with you. This looks so good on so many levels, and the nudity is top notch.
Yeah, and now the next one, you probably haven't heard of her, but if you're a B-movie fan like I am of those actresses from the 70s and 80s, you definitely know or have heard of Sybil Danning, who is number 8 on my list in a movie called They're Playing with Fire that came out in 1984. The scene at the 4-minute mark is the one I really like.
Okay. But
anyway, so she, like I said, she's one of the great just B-movie goddesses of all time. She's from Austria, actually, and she was a model.
Mm.
And then she started to get into some pretty well-known movies early on, like Richard Burton movie Bluebeard from 1972 is one that she was in. And she got naked in a bunch of like European movies, but then she made the leap to American nude scene glory as the lesbian gang leader in the movie I just referenced with Linda Blair in the shower and the all-time woman in prison classic Chained Heat from 1983. So that's where like American audiences really fell in love with Sybil Danning, even though she had done a bunch of stuff. So the next year in this, They're Playing with Fire, it's kind of a weird hybrid of the 80s two most dominant exploitation genres. Like it was like a teen sex comedy, yet it was also kind of a slasher movie, so it was a little weird. But she plays a sexy college professor, and she seduces her student, this kid here that you're seeing, and its name's Eric Brown. He's the kid from Private Lessons, for people out there that remember that classic.
Okay.
And this is, that Private Lessons is kind of the movie that we regard here at Mr. Skin as the movie that kicked off the entire 80s teen sex cycles from that 1981 to 1985. So anyway, so these are people you would see in these movies in this era. But anyway, so Sybil Danning, the seduction turns to be a way, it's kind of a way for her to get kids involved in a murder plot so she can inherit her husband's fortune. It's a weird story, but regardless, check out the wreck on Sybil Danning in this scene. It's really a great, great nude scene, and they're playing with fire when she's undressing for the guy. And look at that. Those are just full great boobs.
They're ridiculous, and I have heard of her just because only from you. I would never know who she is if we weren't connected, but this scene is standout out to me because the angle is ridiculous, and like you said, her boobs are beyond perfect.
Hello? You just don't see bodies like this
you
too much anymore.
What's up with that? Like, I don't understand. What changed? Are we evolving?
Diet and workout.
Yeah.
Diet and workout.
But she's tiny. Like, she has no body fat. You know, I'm like, what's going on? She's Austrian,
voluptuous.
Too.
Yeah, she's Austrian. But yeah, Sybil Danning, and They're Playing with Fire, 1984, my 8th best nude scene of the year. And the next year was actually her even a better year. She was in Nude and Young Lady, Chatterley, Two Malibu Express, Private Passions. So a ton of movie. But anyway, I love this scene. It's number 8 on my best nude scenes of 1984. So
cool.
Number 7 is a famous nude scene that it's quick, but because of the movie, because of who it is, and because of how incredible her butt was, it made number 7 on my best nude scenes of 1984.
Ooh,
it's Daryl Hannah in Splash. Yeah.
Am I seeing a rear burger?
Isn't that,
dude,
there's some rear
burgerage
there. Yeah, you gotta pause.
Gotta bust out the pause.
Ooh. What's incredible is Splash.
Ooh.
I know, it's the Splash was rated PG, and it was the first Disney movie, and this is a Disney movie starring Tom Hanks.
Wow.
The first Disney movie to showcase nudity, and that's pretty huge. And it's, again, because this was the last year you could see PG movies that had nudity, because then later they changed things to PG-13. Anyway, the fact is, again, PG scene, she hops over at Staten Island, or the, what do you call it? The
Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, Statue of Liberty. She hops over the fence completely nude, and walks away from the camera, and oh my God, does Daryl Hannah have a body?
Does she have a body? It's so funny because it starts with like her foot and her hand. And if you're into feet and hands, it's like you'd be fine with this. Then she, you don't know what's coming. Then she hops off. She has these long, ridiculous legs. Then she has this perfect, perky little butt. Then we have a rear burger. Then we have, you know, her walking away in all of her nude glory, just her blonde, beautiful, wavy mermaid hair. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible.
It's incredible. The star power, the I don't know, just the prolific nature of this movie. I think everyone's seen Splash, right? Like, I mean, this is it. And Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah, come on. Yeah.
And there was some other nudity in this movie, but this scene where she hops over the fence
at
the Statue of Liberty, that's, to me, iconic. And she actually did a movie that I like even more for nudity a couple years earlier. Mm-hmm. She did a menage a trois classic flick called Summer Lovers in 1982, where this French actress, Valerie Quinessin, and Peter Gallagher and her have like a three-way summer relationship in the Greek Isles or somewhere. And it's really gorgeous, gorgeous shot. So anyway, there's a lot of good Daryl Hannity nudity out there, but number seven on my best nude scenes of 1984 is that scene from Splash. So
right on.
Now number six, I love this. She's not famous enough. Like if she was like A-list top of the line, this would maybe be a little higher on my list, but I did Hunter Tylo in The Initiation, which is a typical 80s slasher movie about a crazed killer stalking nubile college co-eds. And it's really, so for the sorority initiation, which is what the thing's about. So it's a bunch of pledges have to spend the night in a locked department store while older students attempt to scare them into fleeing. So
okay, that sounds awesome.
That's their initiation, and that's what the movie's about. But it turns out there's an actual killer among them. And some little trivia about this before I talk about how incredible this nude scene. So Daphne Zuniga, the girl from The Sure Thing, remember that with the movie The Sure Thing, John Cusack. I don't know if you remember
that. I know
that.
Her and from Melrose Place.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know what? I got to remember the references. But yeah, John Cusack, when he holds up the boombox, is famous, that scene. But anyway, she has a tiny, tiny... I think I screwed up. That's not the movie he's holding up the boombox. But whatever. Forget it.
Who
anyway, cares? Daphne Zuniga was in The Sure Thing. She was in Melrose Place, which is where you know her. But she had a really, really brief side boob shot. But the fact that she was in the movie, she's one of the co-eds in this. But Hunter Tylo, and again, why I didn't rank this higher, is she's more known as a soap opera star. She went on to big things on The Bold and the Beautiful. And this scene at the 33-minute mark, she's in the shower. And when she comes out of this shower, Andrea, oh my God, when she walks out of the shower, the full frontage and muff in this is and natural boobs. It's just such a great, great scene. Really amazing.
The muff is right. Now, let me tell you, I never watched The Bold and the Beautiful. I don't know how I know who Hunter Tylo is, but I know that I always really admired her beauty as a girl, you know?
Yeah.
I was always like, oh my gosh, she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. I want to be like her when I grow up. Like one of, you know, like I idolized her in a way because she's so beautiful, her eyes, her lips, but I've never seen her naked, not a once. And her in the shower with the water dripping down her body, dripping out and down from her muff. Like, that's nuts to me. I'm like, one of my childhood idols, I'm like watching water drip down. Like,
well, right. It like cascades it off at like a waterfall, the bush. Yeah.
It's when she comes. Bush.
You're looking at a little gif of her just in the shower, which you can watch all day because those are natural and everything. But when she comes out of the shower,
well, maybe CP could awesome pull that too. Up,
is you got to see when she comes out of the shower and is just standing there. It is unbelievable. So that was this whole scene. It's one scene where she's in the shower and then she comes out. But to me, it's one of my favorite nude scenes, but she's just not super, super famous. And anyway, it still came in at number six because you're going to know a lot of these other actresses coming up.
All right. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So number five on my list of the best nude scenes of 1984 is for sure you have to include this from that great year is Kelly LeBrock in another PG movie, The Woman in Red, at the hour and 14 minute mark. Yeah. This was, I think, the second movie ever released with a PG-13 rating. This is when they started to say, okay, we're fine to have nudity in PG movies, but we're going to call it PG-13 so like 8-year-olds can't stumble in and see this stuff. So I think, yeah, it was Red Dawn was rated PG-13 for violence, and then The Woman in Red was definitely rated PG-13 for this particular scene with Kelly LeBrock. And I think this is like one of my favorite PG-13 nude scenes, and maybe the favorite. But at the 1 hour and 14 minute mark, Kelly LeBrock and her lush muff in a bedroom scene with Gene Wilder, she gets out of bed, and though it's quick, that is Kelly LeBrock. And you got to understand too, at this era, when people would see this movie during the 80s, she was the hot girl in the movie Weird Science that came out the next year. So like when this was airing on cable, like everyone fell in love with her in Weird Science, but she didn't get naked in that. But then all of a sudden people would see this movie on cable, and it was a big deal because everyone knew her from Weird Science.
Oh yes, including me.
Yeah.
Love Kelly LeBrock. It's like so funny. Hunter Tylo, one of the women I thought was the most beautiful things on earth. Kelly LeBrock, one of the most beautiful things on earth. I'm like, this list is making my damn existence right now, Skin.
Yeah, and these are all movies. What's fun about this list too is a lot of these movies, people, whether you're my age or your age or whatever, they saw these movies in cable throughout the 80s, 90s, 2000s. They air all the time. They're classics. I mean, that, we keep using the word iconic, but that scene where Kelly LeBrock in Weird Science is like in her panties at the door with the pink lighting behind her. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're watching that as a kid and you're thinking, where can I see her naked?
Yeah.
Right. Where can I see her naked? And MrSkin.com didn't exist back then. That's why it was such a big deal to see her nude in that PG-13 nude scene in The Woman in Red. So anyway, yeah. So that's number five. I still have four more to go.
I can't even, we could stop right here and I'd be like, this was the best show ever.
The next one I have is someone who would go on to be a a big star in the 80s and 90s on many levels, Kirstie Alley in a movie called Blind Date, which came out in 1984. Now Blind Date's a horror thriller. I don't want you to be confused with the 1987 Blind Date comedy with Bruce Willis and Kim Basinger. That's not the Blind Date I'm talking about. This is a obscure horror movie, and quite frankly, Kirstie Alley at the time was an obscure actress. This is before she hit it big on Cheers. Joseph Bottoms plays a blind guy whose sight is partially restored so he can hunt down a serial killer. Kirstie Alley's his girlfriend, and she has this long sex scene at the 12-minute mark. And I got to tell you, Kirstie Alley, at this time especially, what a beautiful rack she had. And she shows it off in this movie. And like I said, it wasn't, at the time, it might not have been a big a deal, but looking back, knowing who she is, this is a huge one-time-only celebrity nude scene from Kirstie Alley.
Oh, this is her one and only?
Yeah, it's a one and only. A one and done. A one and bun. Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Now, I remember in the early 2000s having a conversation with an older gentleman, and he was telling me how hot Kirstie Alley was. And I was like, are we talking about this?
Yeah, but he knew her from Cheers,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly. So for me, I only saw the later versions of her. When I'm seeing this, I'm like,
she was beautiful face, great body, great rack, big boobs, like a really good nude scene. I love nude scene.
And a very individual face. Like, no one else has her face, and it's such a pretty look, and I feel bad for being young and judgmental and not knowing. So thank you for showing me this gorgeous side of Kirstie Alley and her rack and all its abundance.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So Kirstie Alley and Blind Date, number four of my top 10 nude scenes of 1984. But number three is a classic, and to this day, my friends and I still quote from this movie. It's just, it's one of those movies that every guy saw. In fact, my son has been catching up. He's 12 years old, but he's I let him watch all these classics because he always wants to see it. I got to tell him to go watch Revenge of the Nerds. But anyway, we have different worries about nudity standards at my house, as you can imagine. But these are just classic movies that you have to see. But number three on my list of the best nude scenes of 1984 from the teen comedy or teen sex comedy classic Revenge of the Nerds is Julia Montgomery at the 49-minute mark.
Wow.
Getting into the shower. And Andrew, I can't tell you, so many guys love this movie, and the scene is great, and it's really one of the all-time great teen sex comedies. So that guy in the shower is Robert Carradine, and that she goes in and he's hiding in there, and him and this Anthony Edwards, they play Lewis and Gilbert. They're two nerds who organize their own fraternity because they can't get in any to stand up to the jocks and the stuck-up sorority girls who are always bullying them. And their revenge includes panty raids and placing cameras in the sorority house. So it's just for all those guys that were picked on in high school and college, it's a great movie. But it's also really well done and funny, and a lot of great quotes come from that. Oh yeah. So Julia plays Betty Child. She's like the head cheerleader, and she's the big sorority sister. And she has a couple of nude scenes, but this scene in particular is just a legendary scene. And there's a funny scene later where Robert Carradine, this guy you're seeing here in the shower, where he seduces her when she thinks he's her jock boyfriend. So you got to see how it plays out, but it's just funny, and he has this great laugh, and it's just awesome. I can't say enough about Julia Montgomery. And by the way, Andrea, what a rack. And we know some people that have talked to her, and she's really proud of this nude scene. Mm-hmm. And it is one of those that to anyone who grew up at this time, this is a nude scene that many guys will remember for the rest of their lives.
I mean, even just watching this small clip of her nude scene, it's sexy. It's funny. Like, I mean, it's everything that a great movie should be. Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds is epic, but this scene.
See, even you know Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah. It's so good. Right. I'm loving it. And yeah, if anyone out there hasn't seen it, go watch it tonight. Like, come on, do yourself a favor.
Yep. No, it's a classic. So that's number three. Now I still got two to go, and as you can imagine, they're spanktastic.
Of course.
Let me start with number two of the best nude scenes of 1984. It's Bo Derek in a movie called Bolero. And listen. You also got to remember that Bo Derek, who still to this day is a famous name, mm-hmm. she became an instant and just an eternal sex symbol by playing Dudley Moore's dream girl in that Blake Edwards classic comedy 10.
Absolutely.
From 1979. And Andrea, we still rate men and women. What are they? 1 through 10 because of that movie.
Absolutely.
That's famous that is. And her husband, John Derek, he was a weird cat. He kept tight control of her career. So she had a lot of offers after 10 to be in these really big, good Hollywood movies. And instead, he kind of cast her in these movies that critics hated without question. They're not great movies. Bolero's not a great movie by any means. Mm-hmm. But it has so much great Bo Derek nudity in it, and you got to understand, too, that everyone knew her from 10, so to see her this naked, and she had done other things like Tarzan and the Ape Man in 1981, but it was such a treat, and it's really like, I don't want to say it's porn, but it was about as close as Bo Derek got. Like, it's like this sex scene with this guy, I mean, it's genital on genital contract. It's softcore.
There's no pussy patch going on,
pussy patch. It's just a classic. And she was like, I think she was about 28 when this came out. She's supposed to be a teenager she's playing a teenager who graduates from boarding school, and then she goes on these like sex adventures around the world. I know at one point she was with an Arab sheik and a bullfighter from Spain, and she's trying to achieve ecstasy, which she reaches when having an orgasm. So imagine Bo Derek in a movie, naked all the time, going to meet these different guys and having sex, and she's supposed to be a teenager. I mean, it's like a...
This is crazy. It's just,
it doesn't get much better than that.
No, yeah. It does not. Yeah. I see why it's number two on the top 10 best nude scenes of 1984.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff I talk about, not all of it, but a lot of the stuff like bombed at the box office, but... It became like on home video and late night cable, just like movies that just ran and ran and ran. And Bolero's one of them. I mean, if anyone who had cable TV in the 80s or 90s saw this movie many, many times and watched it late at night while munching on pizza because this Bo Derek nudity was fantastic.
Absolutely. I'm with you, man.
All right. Well, number one, Andrew, we've got to number one, 1984. The best nude scenes of 1984. Number one, everyone loves this movie that's seen it. They would never be able to make it today, but it's called Blame It on Rio Michelle Johnson. Yes. And let me explain this movie from 1984.
This is another, like, the premise is kind of weird.
Well, let me explain the premise to you,
Andrea.
The plot is about two middle-aged divorced dads, Michael Caine and Joseph Bottoms, and or Joseph Bologna, excuse me. I just used him. Joseph Bologna and Michael Caine. So they're two middle-aged divorced dads who take their 15-year-old daughters on vacation to Brazil. Now, in real life, the two daughters, Michelle Johnson and Demi Moore, were not 15, but they're playing this in the movie. They go on vacation to Brazil, where one dad has a sexual affair with the other one's daughter, and it's a zany, happy-go-lucky romantic comedy. So they could not make this movie today. Michael Caine and Michelle Johnson hook up. She seduces him. It's just amazing. And then you're watching this and thinking, wait, she's playing a 15-year-old. Come on. And it's really
so
crazy.
Funny.
And Demi Moore, she had already become pretty popular on General Hospital before she made this movie. Maybe that's why you'll look at this scene that I referenced as my favorite nude scene of the year.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
notice how her hair isn't moving off of her boobs?
Yes.
They taped that down so she wouldn't show her boobs, which is really interesting. But obviously Michelle Johnson, who was discovered, was a complete unknown. She was, a sophomore in college when she got this role. And look at those all naturals walking on the beach in Brazil.
Those
is that not spectacular?
Are bombs. I mean,
yeah.
She is something else. I will say, though, Demi Moore, when she turns away from whatever that little shack is, that little fruit stand, you do see full right boob. So I think they taped the hair down after the edit and they started walking. Like, that's because I'm like, this is awesome. But Michelle Johnson, man.
I know.
Michelle
the juxtaposition.
Johnson.
Yeah, the juxtaposition here is as much as I like Demi Moore and then she obviously went on to get breast implants later in her career, mm-hmm. but the juxtaposition of Demi Moore's little boobs and these monster Michelle Johnson
phenomenal.
Whoppers is just great. And she, like I said, she was just an unknown, was discovered. It was either like as a senior or a freshman in college, but it was early, you know, she was like 18 or 19 when she did this movie. And this scene at the 20-minute mark where they're walking on the beach is my favorite nude scene of 1984. And believe me, this movie got very, not the greatest reviews, but it obviously did very well on cable TV. I remember Roger Ebert, I wrote a couple notes of what he said. He said it was unsettling to see how casually this movie takes a serious situation. A disturbed girl is using sex to play mind games with a middle-aged man. So he was like shocked and horrified, but trust me, every guy growing up in the 80s just loved Blame It on Rio, and it's a Skin classic and my favorite nude scene of 1984.
I mean, I'm with you. Ebert maybe has some points, but I'm with you.
And Michelle Johnson has a couple points. Yeah. But anyway, so Andrea, another fun top 10 list. And I love doing these. I have a ton more to get to.
Dude, they're
but
so good.
My best nude scenes in 1984. You may not have been old enough to see these when they happened, but I know you have a lot of catching up to do, and you'll go check out these movies.
Absolutely. And this list really made my day because, as I mentioned, some of my favorite actresses are totally naked on this list, and I didn't even have any idea. And also, who cares if they were box office bombs? Some of them, you know, because there was no shortage of bombs like Michelle Johnson's at number one. But I think the coolest thing I learned today, Skin, was... Yeah. Sorry, I'm just like, this is preposterous. We found out Ronald Reagan had not done any nude scenes in his illustrious acting career.
That's a good thing.
Oh, my gosh. So this was such a great show. So thorough. And I cannot wait for our next one. This was epic.
You got it. All right, Andrea. We'll get to another list for you soon. But thanks for being a part of this. It was
right
a lot
on.
Of fun.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
This concludes another skin-tillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.